Full Works pre-game interview.
Joined in the box by a man who's been waiting very patiently to have a chat to us, the president of the reigning senior football premiers in the Ballarine Football Netball League. Look at the smile on his face. He's been like a Cheshire cat for the last 5 months after they broke a 26-year premiership drought. Paul Nigro has been good enough to join us. Paulie, congratulations, firstly. We haven't spoken to you in this forum. Last time we chatted was the start of the final series that, well, I thought you shouldn't have been in, but you somehow snuck in, and here you are, the reigning premier. I'm sure you've thoroughly enjoyed my name being bandied around down at Alamatta Reserve. And that I know nothing about local footy.
Yeah, good afternoon, Tom and gentlemen, and good to be back. And I was going to remind you, I think you've finished, predicted us to finish outside the five, let alone making it and then winning four on the trot. So
hey, if the last game had gone less and 30 seconds less, you wouldn't have made it.
That's all hypothetical, Tom. It's in the book, and we'll be reigning premiers up until whenever the date of the grand final is this year.
So. And then try and win it again.
And then try and win it again.
So the club's never gone back-to-back, but you're in a wonderful position to do so. You have lost some from premiership team from last year. Tevin Offey obviously is a standout defender, as we know. We got to see him quite a bit playing for Leopold. It looks like he's done with footy for the moment. There's a couple of others as well, but you've also recruited well. You bring in Ryan Bell, GFNL's ruckman, who goes up against a former teammate at South Barwon in Luke Davis today. You get Brody Cambridge in from Lara. You also pick up Fulton from Uni Blues. So you've been able to nearly replace what you lost, and it's probably been a net gain of zero.
Yeah, spot on. We've lost, as you said, Noffy and Feeton from our back half and grand final side last year. Obviously two very solid contributors, but the players you just mentioned have come into the fold, and picking up Bally from Lara, obviously a great addition as a significant ruckman, which will help our young fella Camden as well. So he's out injured at the moment, but he's a terrific kid as well. So to have those two working the fold will be great.
And it's not only the guys that have come back in from outside, it's those that have come back that didn't play last year, whether it be injury or other. Josh Chaska is obviously a standout one in terms of just hasn't played footy for a couple of years, decided he wants to have a kick again, and here you've got a former AFL rookie just lining up for you wherever he wants to play, because he can play wherever he wants to play.
Josh is back in the fold after two and a bit years off, so great to have him back. Ryan Baker, who played down the back half, he missed the grand final last year. His brother Jack Baker did his ACL just over 12 months ago, so he's back in the fold as well. And our numbers and depth's grown. We've lost four in total outside of that from last year, but added a good 10 to that list. So barring too many accidents, we do have a bit of depth to go to.
Paul, you can't go through now as the ones that are hunting, because they've all turned around and gone, geez, actually they're okay, those blokes. And like last year, I think from the outsider's point looking in, you had nothing to lose. You were coming from elimination. It was going to be win or bust anyway. Now everybody's probably turned around and gone, actually those blokes are fair dinkum here, and they can go. So how's the model changed for Geordie and the team, do you think, in terms of that?
Yeah, that's we've spoken about that. Well, the coaches and players have spoken about that as well. And you're 100% right, you go from hunting to the hunted. And we had to win our last five games last year before finals, and as Tom alluded to, we were 30 seconds away from missing out on finals. And so effectively, if you count the draw, we won nine on the bounce, which in today's Ballarine or any level of footy, it's outstanding.
Tough to do.
Given the competition you're up against. That model, we're aware of that. The coaches have tweaked a couple of things, with the playing group and on how we adapt to that. And we need to be aware of that. The teams are, they look at the top couple of sides as their blueprint sides. They do. So,
because it was pretty tight last year anyway in terms of the competition.
Yep.
It just feels like the bottom five or six have picked up some extras to really, it's on any given day. I mean, we sort of said it last year, but on any given day, you can be in trouble with the bottom two or three sides.
Correct, 100% done. Yeah. With all due respect to Newcombe and Ocean Grove where they sit currently, if you're 5 or 10% off, or have three or four key injuries,
you're in trouble.
You're gonna have to find a way and quickly, because the gaps. narrow. Like, you know, compare that to the GFNL, the gap's probably exacerbated.
Yeah, absolutely.
But where we sit in Ballarina, it's pretty tight.
Well, because you guys actually are the only premier in the history of the competition to actually lose to the Wooden Spooner in the one season, which you lost to Ocean Grove last year mid-year. It was almost when your season was cooked, and it was a remarkable turnaround.
Yeah, correct. That was, we bottomed out, no doubt, and we had a good six players out of that side, and our depth got challenged, and we were playing some ordinary footy, injuries, out of form, and we had chats within the club and just where it was at, but we remained steadfast, and our aim was to play finals, and we stuck at it.
For Paul Work, speaking with the president of Anglesey Football Netball Club, Paul Nigro, he's Matty Dowling.
Paul, what was it in the, so you look back to halfway through last season and then your amazing run to finish off the year and be premiers, since the end of that year, and you'd be able to sit down and review what it looked like and how it all shaped up, what, were you able to put it down to anything in terms of how it all transpired?
Yeah, well, it came back to more of a buy-in on where we were at and what we wanted to get out of the last five games. We had that bye. We lost five in a row, then we had a bye, and there was five to go. So we were 6-7 at that point, and it was just a matter of regrouping. We got players back, as I said. Form had been a bit of an issue with some. Spoke to the leaders as a collective. Just make sure we're all still on the right page and what we wanted to get out of the year. And, the goal was to play finals. So we stuck at that. We had to win five to get into the finals. And once you're there, as you guys would well know, it's a different playing field. And our confidence was heading the right way. We had a good run with injuries in the last 4 or 5 weeks. And, we almost had our best side on the park. And form is one thing, confidence is another. You win one final against good opposition, second final by a good opposition, by good healthy margins, all of a sudden there's a belief. Mm. And that was carried through, and they celebrated hard, as they should.
And throughout pre-season this year, did anything change in terms of maybe how late the group rejoined all together, or was it business as usual and morale was high and everyone was on the track early?
Yeah, no, we definitely had a lighter pre-Christmas session. We only had 4 or 5 sessions, which was really get together, a little bit of running, keep us all together, introduce the new guys, we roll around into January, February, and we got record numbers, so for us we had 70 plus registered players prior to round one, so for us that was enormous. Mm. So the buy-in moving forward, success breeds success, as they say, so it certainly helped us in terms of numbers and quality.
There was an incident post-game in the reserves last week. We won't harp on it, Paul, but you've probably raised some issues with AFL Barwon just in terms of maybe the rigidity of the framework that AFL Barwon are working to AFL Victoria's standard when it comes to how the match review panel assesses incidents, and we talk about the incident, obviously, at the final siren last week where one of your players was floored by a strike. You've made contact with AFL Barwon in regards to just, I suppose, some concerns you have around it?
Yeah, let me preface that, I guess, Tom, by AFL Barwon, led by Kate and Sarah, have handled it as diligently as possible. The MRP, whilst an independent body, said independently, still under their umbrella and with that framework you indicated, I think, take Anglesey and Newcombe out of the equation, I think if that was any game of local suburban football, to see that unfortunately depicted, through social media the way it was, and the nastiness of what occurred, how it occurred, and then for that player, not to front a tribunal and, be put through the questioning and, why, how, when, etc. How remorseful was he? None of those questions have been answered. And I think from that angle, from the wider football community, is probably a little disappointing. The cases, as far as AFL Barwon, the matter's resolved, and we at Anglesey and the wider community applaud Newcombe for the way they have handled it with their decisive action. And, you know, their sentence sanction is greater than what was handed out by the MRP. Yes,
correct. I understand that Jim won't be playing football as soon as 3 weeks he's up from the AFL bar on MRP.
The minimum's 5 with a certain number of conditions to be met even before being considered for selection as from Newcombe.
Okay. So you're comfortable with the way Newcombe's conducted themselves here?
Yes. I've been in constant contact with Matt Farrow and they've handled it decisively and well, and I hope it all goes well down their path, their end. Matt was speaking openly, very apologetic, and didn't want to see that happen at his club, obviously, but it has. But I just, think it was a real missed opportunity for the AFL Barwon group, in the MRP in particular, to really make a stance on this one-punch situation.
Paul, we appreciate your time. Enjoy the game this afternoon. Should be an absolute cracker. You've got the wood over them. I think you've won the last 5 against Barwon Heads, and looking to extend that streak and that unbeaten run as well, which is now at 11 games, if you count the draw in there as well.
Yeah, well, it's never easy down here. We're aware of that. We have had a couple of ordinary games down here, so we need to be on our game. And as you said, anyone's 5 or 10% off, it becomes a long day. So, and I did notice, Tom, you didn't ask me, but win the $500 charity, it'll go to Foodlink.
Okay, good. That's both netball and football. Or is that just your football?
Football, netball, to be advised.
To be advised. Very good. Good luck in both.
Thank you, Tom. Thank you, gentlemen.
Paul Nigro joining us there, the president of Angles.
Pullworks pre-game interview.